This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. 2 years ago, VPR began compiling a database on gunshot deaths in Vermont. The initial investigation looked at data from death certificates from 2011 through 2016. Last year, VPR worked with the St. Albans Messenger to add data from 2017, and now we've updated the project with state data on gunshot deaths from 2018. And here with more on the updated project is VPR's Sawyer Loftus. Hey, Sawyer.
Hi, Henry.
So first, can you tell us what the overall findings of this project have been so far?
Just to start, VPR started this project in 2017, and it was looking at death certificates from 2011 through 2016 for gunshot deaths. And since 2011, 568 people have died from gunshots in Vermont. Overall, between 2011 and 2018, 88.6% of the gun deaths in Vermont were suicides, and the majority have been and continue to be white men.
Okay, so 568 people a total dying from a gunshot wound, including this latest year of data in 2018. So you've been looking at this latest year, 2018. Any big changes from previous years?
There was overall between 2017 and 2018, there was an increase from 66 deaths in 2017 to 82, so an increase of 16 deaths overall. The majority were still suicides, with about 85% of them being suicides. 10 veterans died from gunshots, which was one more than 2017, and all were suicides. And overall, there were 12 homicides in 2018, and there were only 5 in 2017.
And so why has there been a rise in gunshot deaths?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer. The Vermont Department of Health doesn't compare yearly data. They look at trends over time. And according to the health commissioner, Dr. Mark Levine, the data he's seen over the years in terms of gun deaths has been more random. It goes up and it goes down and it spikes and then it will decrease. And there isn't necessarily a reason that he can find yet for that. But overall, suicide rates in Vermont are going up, according to Professor Tom Delaney from UVM, who studies suicide rates. And he says that, you know, when looking at gun deaths specifically, consistently in Vermont, 80 to 90% of the firearm deaths are suicides, which is much higher than the national average.
So in Vermont, most firearm deaths are suicides. We don't have that many homicides or accidental deaths. Nationally, it's only 60%. Of all firearm deaths or suicide. That suggests to me that one of the real drivers of Vermont's higher suicide rates might be that more Vermonters are using firearms.
Okay, so of these deaths by a gunshot wound, the vast majority are suicides. Are there efforts happening in Vermont to try to address this issue?
Yeah, specifically Professor Delaney is working with two doctors from the UVM Medical Center, Dr. Rebecca Bell, who works in the pediatric ICU, and Richard Wasserman, to hopefully develop and research ways for doctors and other healthcare providers to have a difficult conversation in the office with patients around gun safety specifically. So locking guns up and what that looks like in your house. And then additionally, the state, from the Department of Health's perspective, has been working on developing other programs to integrate across the state, such as the Zero Suicide Program, which is a national program. And additionally, I spoke with Allison Kronf, who works for the Department of Mental Health, and she says part of the problem in Vermont is reshaping thinking around suicide and mental illness. It's traditionally thought that there's pre-existing conditions when someone is suicidal or ultimately dies from suicide. However, that's not necessarily the case in Vermont.
The majority of people dying by suicide do not have a history of mental illness or a known current mental illness. In the data that we have for Vermonters, the majority are not seeking care, are not currently in mental health treatment, and also have never sought mental health treatment.
Okay, so Sawyer, as you've been going through this data for 2018, is there anything else that struck you?
Yeah, at least two people were shot by law enforcement, and both of those were listed as homicides, which in the Department of Health and with the medical examiner, that means that one person has shot another person, regardless of motive. So there's not necessarily a criminal or legally binding implication with that. And then the youngest person to die by a gunshot was 18, and the oldest was 90. Both were white men, and they were both suicides. And then additionally, just overall, there was an increase from 2017 to 2018.
Of the overall number of gunshot
deaths. Of the overall number of gunshot deaths.
That's VPR's Sawyer Loftus. Sawyer, thanks for all your work on this.
Thank you.